Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. First show of the year. How are we doing?
Happy 2021.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's really nice to see everybody trickling back in. When is the point at which you stop saying Happy New Year? Is it when you've seen everybody you know?
Yeah, that is for you to decide. Okay. And if you want to keep saying it in July, I'll support you in that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it's like end of next week, because like then everyone's kind of back at work and you've kind of seen everyone, you know? It's like, kind of like a workplace thing.
And then
it's
not you start a happy saying New Year Christmas anymore.
Like, you don't say Happy New Year to your friends. Like, you've seen them all, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. Theoretically.
At least until February.
Okay.
Waitangi Day, maybe.
Yeah, ooh, that's a good date for it. We have digressed very much from the point of this segment, which is TV. What has been happening in television, Sam?
So I binged this show on Christmas Day. Don't judge me. My family has a really small Christmas, and then I just go to my room and I just like watch. And it's called The Wilds. So it's on Amazon Prime Video, and it's a show that's actually filmed out west in Murawai of New Zealand, Tamaki Makaurau.
Awesome.
It's like you watch it, you're like, oh my god, no, I know that beach. Like I know this location. Like I know inherently New Zealand, and it's obviously an American show. And I can't wait for like Americans to be like looking at it, like, what is this like strange world they're walking through? Because you'll see them walking through the bush, and it's clearly like New Zealand bush with like silver ferns and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, That's my home. I know that.
I love that.
The pride comes through strong.
It's that Kiwi pride. It's so great. But I digress. The show is called The Wilds. It's basically being described as Lost meets a YA teen girl drama.
Okay.
Which is such a bonkers concept, and it shouldn't work, and it should be really trite and lame, and it's not at all those
things. Awesome. Okay.
And I really, really enjoyed it. Like I binged it. Like I literally 10 hours of TV, like,
I just watched the trailer and it looks quite chaotic.
It's very chaotic. So nine girls get stranded on an island after their plane goes down as they're on their way to this woman's empowerment retreat to, like, teach them how to be better women as they grow up and, like, learn about themselves and femininity and female power. And it's really meant to be this, like, empowering thing. And they've all got different backgrounds, so they're all very, very different. Some of them are, like, beauty queens. Some of them are tomboys. Some of them are lesbians, some of them are going through heartbreak, some of them are super rich. So it's all that kind of like, where do worlds cross and like, what is the commonalities between these people and how will they conflict? And it's meant to be, it should play out in a very like, we're teenage girls and we're fighting kind of way, if it was written by a male-based team. But I know this show was not written by a male-based team. It's mainly female writers and producers and that kind of stuff. And it's great. Like,
awesome.
They have set themselves up in a way that it could be so stereotypical, and it's just not. Like, all of the girls, there's eight main actresses, and then there's other characters, which I'll explain. It's kind of a hard format to explain. So basically, the show will open in episode one with one of the girls talking to a police officer and a psychologist about their time on the island and telling them like what happened.
Okay, so you get some sort of almost direct camera stuff.
Yeah, so you get future, like you get off the island, you get during the island, and you get before the island, so you can see the backstory of the girls as well.
Oh, I love something like that.
Yeah, and it jumps around really, really well. There's no confusion as to what's going on, and there's no, it kind of unfolds in a nice way where the stories they're talking about from their lives before the island play into what's going on in the island, and it just works quite well.
Cool, okay.
And it kind of plays with the intersectionality of different backgrounds and how, like, being a young woman in 2019, 2020 plays into that and how it's actually a commonality between them all. So they've all gone through, like, very different things, but it's all kind of based around their experience of womanhood and going from teenagehood to womanhood, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's one of those shows where you're like, this could be crap or it could be surprisingly awesome, and it sounds like it is pretty great.
I was going into it being like, oh my god, this is gonna be like just a quick like binge watch where I'm just like, oh yeah, sweet, like fluffy, cool. And it wasn't at all that. It was really, really like quite powerful in some of the storylines they undertake. And I also will give a quick shout out to Edina James, who is an actress on the show. She's a Kiwi actress, so she plays one of the main characters.
I was going to ask you, did they get people from the US to act in this, or did they get...
So there's some US actresses, there's some Australian actresses, there's some New Zealand actors. So it's all a nice mix, which is really, really fun, and like we'd love to see it on a big Amazon Prime Video show.
Yeah,
more
that's
Kiwis
awesome.
Getting representation.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, like, they have probably the best NZ representation of any streaming service. if you think The Boys, then The Expanse, then this as well.
Far out. That's really cool. I do really like Edna James. I think the last thing I saw her in was that adaptation of a Margaret Mahe book that was done a couple of years ago and like shot in Christchurch and all very sort of spooky and wonderful. And she was so good in that.
Yeah.
And very, I think, quite young at the time as well. So, yeah, we're keen to watch this. Yeah.
And obviously this show isn't just a show about them being on the island. There are twists and turns and secrecy, which I'm not going to give any spoilers for, but there
is... So you get hooked.
Oh, you'll get so hooked. And and it's like within the first episode, because Leah, who kind of plays the main character, Leah is the main character, I guess, in a way. It's kind of hard because obviously it's this ensemble cast, but she kind of drives the storyline. She's trying to figure out what's going on with the island because obviously there's more to it than just them being stuck on an island, which I won't give anything away.
I would say, so, like, people calling it Lost with a, you know, young adult teen TV show combination did give me some indication that it might be something else in the background.
Did you watch Lost?
I watched bits of Lost.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
I watched, like, the first season, I think, and there was, like, a panda or something in it. I don't know. It was weird. And then, like, a smoke monster. I just know that those things happened in the show. There's no smoke monsters or pandas in the show. I will just put that out there. And, no, it's really, really fun. I recommend everyone watch it because it obviously has... an off-putting facade at the beginning where you're like, oh, this is going to be crap. But it really gets you. And if you love twists and turns, if you love not knowing what's going on but trying to figure out what's going on, you'll love this. Because even though I was like, oh, I know what's going on, then the final episode happened and I was like, oh, a new twist that I want to know more about. And it has been renewed for season two, so I'm very excited to watch that. Which means more people coming over to New Zealand to film, which would be great.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, isn't there?
Honestly, we've got films coming out the wazoo. I saw someone the actor from Harold and Kumar.
On the street.
I saw him in Ponsonby Central with his baby.
Oh,
and I was like, is that the guy? The guy from Searching. I can't remember his name.
I don't know what his name is.
I was like, oh my God, is that him? And my friends were like, is that him? I'm like, that's him. That's him. And we tried not to look, but we're like, oh.
I hope he's listening. Hello.
Hey, if he's listening to BFM, he better be. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of like producers and people that work on film sets that listen to BFM. It seems like their kind of vibe.
Shout outs to all those people.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, working hard.
Hardcore, making cool things happen. Hey, thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us the wilds this morning. Where can people watch it?
It's on Amazon Prime Video, which everyone should check out.
Excellent stuff. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.